Well, here we are again, sitting in at the Remote Radio Entrepreneurs Studios. My name again is Jeffrey Davis. Been the host of Radio Entrepreneurs for over 8 years, believe it or not, 4 radio shows. This is just the 4th edition. I owe a lot of credit to my co-host for this segment, for this particular edition of Radio Entrepreneurs, and that's Mark Z, president of Mark Z Legal Staffing. Welcome back, Mark.
Thanks, Jeff. Great to be here and talk to attorneys that are the best of the best in their field.
And I just want you to know, when anybody says to me, "Are you still doing the radio show?" and I go, "It's Mark Z's fault."
No.
And our guest is Marcus Lipton, owner of and principal of Lipton Law Group. Welcome.
Jeff, Mark, how are we doing today? It's great to see you guys.
Great to see you too, Marcus. Great to have you on the show.
That's Thank quite you. An intimidating logo. Tell us about the firm.
Sure. So Lipton Law Group was founded in 2021. We're in Framingham, Massachusetts. Basically, right now, we're a one-man shop. I'm representing individuals and small businesses in bankruptcies, which is a growing practice area right now. So we're helping people who are in danger of losing their homes to foreclosure, struggling with credit cards or taxes, and a lot of small business owners who are finding themselves just kind of overwhelmed with all kinds of debts that have piled up over the years.
Marcus, just for our listeners, what was interesting was the bankruptcy space, everybody in terms of particularly businesses with what was going on during the pandemic anticipated that it was going to be really, it was going to be very, very, very busy. And there were going to be a lot of issues relating to bankruptcy. And when the federal government stepped up with the PPP loans and it delayed the process. But now, from everything that we're reading and seeing, these businesses that were able to survive with the loans are now facing bankruptcy and having to do a lot of reorganization. And
can I just add to that, Mark, that the PPP loan for many was a Band-Aid that delayed reality and covered up the problem?
Correct. Correct.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. It really sort of delayed the inevitable for a lot of companies that were going to need to file in 2020 anyway. But the PPP and the disaster relief loans, low interest rates just gave them more time to keep operating. I like to think that some of them probably did, turn things around and survived and never needed to call me. But most of the businesses I'm seeing have a COVID story to tell me at the beginning of the first meeting of how they kind of got in this situation.
Can you walk us through in terms of where you are now and the types of companies that you're working with? Because it just seems every day you're reading about stories that businesses are going to reorganization. And what's interesting, recently I was reading, remember Ames Department Store, Jeff? So
sure.
They're now coming out of bankruptcy. And so I think it's important for our listeners to know that what you do is such a valuable area that businesses can eventually come out of bankruptcy, and you really work closely with a lot of great small businesses.
I'm going to add to that again, just like I did the last one. It's good to tag on to Mark and be the caboose. people forget sometimes bankruptcy is a business strategy.
Yeah,
correct.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to add that little bit to your comment. I'm a business consultant, so it can be a very smart and effective strategy, just like Ames.
Yeah, sometimes it's like, cancer treatment, right, as a strategy to stay alive. These companies, when they come to me, are usually in such dire straits that, they wouldn't be able to last more than a month longer without doing something. So, Mark, you asked, who are the companies I'm working with? I do a lot of work with, small manufacturers, construction companies, a lot of people in the real estate space, tradespeople, restaurateurs, a lot of small service providers, gym owners, personal trainers, barbers, hairstylists, all types of people who are starting any number of small businesses that are going to need to take on debt at some point. But
What do you find that happened to some of the like particularly restaurants? They were a big target during COVID, obviously, and they did the loans and everything, but then certain parts, obviously, in Boston, maybe in the Seaport, they're coming back a little bit. But in general, it seems like a lot of the restaurants are now going out because of leases that they've had to endure. And what they did was they got preferential deals, and landlords are starting to say, look, we need the money now. We can't do the short term leases. We need a longer term lease. So how are you able to strategize?
I think restaurants is a good example because the PPP loan was almost a bridge to death. It was just a delay to death because if you have no customers, it's hard to stay in business. And I know a lot of landlords held on and tried to help out, but Mark's correct again. It was a problem.
Yeah, I was amazed to see the way some restaurants were even able to hang on when I would talk to them, and they'd tell me about, their reduced seating capacity and how they're doing to-go orders and anything they can to stay afloat. But really, the other side of the balance sheet is just growing with debt the whole time. As far as leases, you're right. I mean, landlords had no other option for a long time, right? If I kick you out, I've just got nobody's coming back in. Now there's more demand for it, and they're not nearly as lenient. One of the things that bankruptcy enables for a restructuring business is the right to reject or assume leases. So if you're behind on a lease payment, you can use the restructuring process to, stop the lease from being terminated and get some time to catch up. But also, if you have a disadvantageous lease, you can reject it, and the damages are very limited. They just basically become unsecured debt, and you can move on to another space. That's usually a better strategy for non-restaurants because obviously hard to upload, lift up and move a restaurant. But lease rejections is definitely a good strategy when the market changes and you're paying last year's rates and the rates have dropped. It's great. So I think that's something that a lot of office tenants could take advantage of, if they're struggling with debt and find that the rent's too high where they are. Downtown office rents are going down a lot, I think. So, good opportunity to get out of bad leases and into, better space.
I have two questions for you. First one is, do companies generally wait too long to call a bankruptcy attorney? And when do you call? That's the first question. And I'll hold on to the second one till you get the first done.
So in my experience, invariably, they always wait too long to call. The time to call is before you've defaulted with the bank loan, before you've been sued, before you've fallen behind on your sales taxes or meals taxes. But if they did that, they would never actually need a bankruptcy attorney, right? Because a lot of these things can be avoided if you take pro you know if you're proactive in looking at problems and finding solutions before they kind of get warm, metastasize and snowball and make things worse. I have a colleague who does small business consultations and just kind of broad-based work for small businesses, and I always say, if you call him, you won't need to call me, because you'll be doing the things to avoid
No,
the
I've
need
been
to
known to
file.
call bankruptcy attorneys, and I am a business consultant. I try not to. The second question is really quite simple also. When you meet young attorneys, are there indicators that tell you this person would be good at bankruptcy law?
Interesting question. Are there out there? I'm sure there are. I feel like because bankruptcy has been a sort of quieter practice area the last few years, that there just aren't a lot of younger bankruptcy attorneys out there right now. When I go to court, I'm almost always the youngest one there, I'm still happy to say. And I think it's something that's not on a lot of, young attorneys' radar. It's coming out. For myself, I could say that, skills that have kind of served me well, I think are, ability to listen to people and show some compassion to their situation, and a need to kind of think outside the box and think critically about how to solve problems.
Good. Mark, a last question.
Yeah, my last question, which I think is interesting. One of the side benefits of the PPP loans were the federal government was giving loans for construction to employ more people. But I found in talking to some restaurant owners, some of the construction has been around a lot of restaurants that has led to restaurants losing a lot of money, and that's what's led to some of the bankruptcy cases. So it's no longer the case of just obviously a delay, but maybe with all the construction going on. So everybody looks at construction, especially in key business areas, but there are a lot of restaurants there that are seemingly being affected by the construction where people can't get over to whether it's park or it's been blocked off and people don't know the restaurants are still open. What's your experience with that?
Yeah, I've actually seen that scenario. It was very tough to deal with because the restaurant in that situation, had a lease with the entity that was doing the construction. They owned a whole city block, and so they're building, but they didn't tell them they were going to do that when they signed the lease. And then nobody could get in, and they were saying, "Hey, we can't pay you because your construction's blocking the front door." And they ended up moving, that we were able to get out of the lease. They said, "We're not going to pay." We basically said, "You've made doing business impossible at this location." So they finally agreed to let them out of the space.
Excellent.
Marcus, but yeah, it was detrimental to the business for sure.
Marcus, we love having you on Radio Entrepreneurs. It's always great to have attorneys, and Mark seems to be the magnet for attorneys. There's no doubt about that. If somebody wants to find you, learn more about bankruptcy law, how to stay out of bankruptcy, how to get through bankruptcy, how do they find you?
Sure, they can call me at 508-202-0681. Visit our website at www.liptonlg.com.
Great. And we know you're going to come back to Radio Entrepreneurs because Mark Z is coming back. But Mark, if someone wants you before you come back, how do they find you?
Well, first of all, I want to thank Marcus for being on the show, Jeff. I thought he was really informative. And
Yep.
I think our businesses really, really need, especially the small businesses. I know you're very involved with the FBA, and I know his services have been needed by some of your FBA members. As far as myself and our company, if somebody wants to find us, please Google Mark Z, MARC, and the letter Z will come right up. Go to our wonderful Radio Entrepreneurs website, radioentrepreneurs.com. Go to markzlegal.com, MARCZLEGAL.com, and 617-338-1300.
Great. Remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs.